Ocean FM.
Donegal Plumbing and Heating, Old Lahey Road, Donegal Town. Suppliers of underfloor heating packages, aluminium radiators, Samson and Daikin air-to-water heat pumps, and all your renewable needs. And sponsors of the Donegal GAA podcast.
It was just fabulous to see him alive and up and picking her up.
The thing about the club is you don't choose your club. It's like family.
You want to get back out on the field. It's just it's in your blood, I suppose. And you just want to get out there now and get the games going again.
Brian Murray, thank you. Let me shake hands with you. You came in here hobbling. How are you feeling now?
Oh, I'm all right. I tell you nothing but a couple of pints won't do, I'll tell you, you know.
He gets a bit behind it. He launches it in. It's over the bar. The wee man.
Hi everyone, it's the Donegal GAA podcast here on Ocean FM. This podcast is kindly sponsored by Donegal Plumbing and Heating, Old Lahey Road, Donegal Town. A massive thanks to the guys at Donegal Plumbing and Heating for their continued support. Well, my name is Kieran Cannon, filling in again this week for Paddy McGill. And tonight, we will preview the remaining four matches in round one of the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Senior Football Championship. We will also be looking back at last weekend, a few talking points, to say the least. And, well, we're not going to forget the Intermediate Championship, a full round of matches last weekend, and a full round of matches coming up this weekend. And we certainly will talk about that a little bit later on. Well, I'm delighted to say I am joined tonight by two men who certainly know a thing or two about winning the Dr. Maguire. First of all, we are joined by a man who captained his club side to win the Dr. Maguire Cup way back in 1985. He then went on to win two more championships with his native club. It is, of course, fellow Kilcar man, James McHugh. Thanks for joining us, James.
Well, boy, you're welcome, Kieran. Good to see you.
Also, we go to the heart of the Glen, Glen Swilly Clubman, managed Glen Swilly when they won their first title back in 2011. It is, of course, none other than Gary McDade. Hopefully all's well, Gary.
Good man, Kieran. Delighted to be on. Thank you. Great to have club football back.
Absolutely fantastic, boys. And we were talking last week with our guest, Manus Boyle and Peter Campbell. Lads, there's something different. You can go to county games and you can go to league games. But starting with you, James, there's something special about going to the club championship games.
There's no doubt in that, Kieran. And I mean, you know, the other thing I would say about it at the minute has been I've been involved in, between playing for Kilcar and that, I've been involved in championships since 1981. And I have never, now I know I made this point a couple of years, but I have never seen the Donegal senior championship as healthy as it's last couple of years. I think, you know, maybe that's been a bit selfish just because Kilcar are one of the big teams. But I thought 2 years ago, was it 2019, the year that Kildare won the Ulster Club, I thought that was by far the best championship I had ever been in. You know, ever watched? As remember, they beat us. The two semi-finals were in Balbuffet, and you were talking about 6,000 and 7,000 people at our semi-finals. You had Niamh Connell and Unions and Kilcare and Gidore. Two great games, and I don't know. It's got great profile in the fact, you know, the fact that Gidore won the Ulster Club that year, even give it another shot in the arm. I know that it's very unfortunate the way that COVID came in. But I mean, as you're saying, Kieran, you know, I mean, I know myself going back to my own time, as you say, I was a captain of the club in 1985, and there is very little bigger honour that you will ever achieve at, you know, at any level, be it all Ireland or anything else. And I mean, I remember in 1992 thinking, you know, for the ultimate, like when you won the All Ireland in 1992. But the following year, as you would know, like, I mean, we played our local neighbours here, we were underdogs for. Killybegs were going for three in a row at the time. In 1993, we won the championship with a remarkable performance that day in Balbuffet. And, you know, when I think many times people ask me after the game, you know, which of the two games was the most important or which of the two medals was the sweetest, and I'll tell you one thing, it's very hard to separate them. I mean, Gary knows that as well. There is, whatever, I don't want to talk about your club here. I mean, you know yourself, it's only going to townie to training, and it's, you know, it's probably, it's, you know,
great feeling. Thing.
The old thing is the people that you went to school with and things like that. But at the club scene, it's brilliant to have it back. And as I say, the more the TG Car and things like that, the more publicity is getting as well. It's given the players a great profile as well. And I mean, thankfully, like as I say, that we're very lucky at the moment. I mean, I know I'm not being kind of biased to this, but you have the big four at the moment, probably just realistically. But they're four excellent, the four excellent teams. I mean, you've seen that the year that Cador went, the year that Cador won at the championship, where, you know, where they finished up. They came probably within a kick of the ball of one of the Ireland from. And I mean, I wouldn't say that, you know, that the other three teams are that far behind them. You know, you would like to see them go down to Ulster. But I mean, it has totally left us in that. You know, I think that, you know, other people maybe, if Kilcare weren't one of the top four, maybe would it be, would it be so talking so much about it? But I have to say, I think myself that the club championship, our club championship, and I think a big part of it, Ciarán, I would say, and you know, as people always give out about the county board, from, you know, I was involved in Kilcare a year there. Gary would know more about this, but I always felt that the one thing about Donegal County, where Tyrone's and these other counties were struggling with the championship, our championship was always ran after the whatever Donegal could beat in the championship. Yes. It left players, at least you could do something. I mean, there was other years way back, 15 years ago, where maybe you could have one championship game in April and one in May. And it was totally unfair.
Unfair on club players.
To be fair, this last while, I would have to say, you know, I have no problem going on record and saying our club, our county board here, the fixtures were definitely, definitely way ahead of everybody else. And a lot of that's something that they've always tried to do is, say, if Donegal lost an Ulster final or an Ulster semi-final, they always give the players 2 weeks. They always give them, they didn't stick on horse on the championship the following week. You know, they give the championship, they give the club championship the respect that it deserves. And as a result of that, I think it has really reached a peak. I mean, Ciarán, you know yourself, you see it about the town, you know, the preparation that our lads, but you know, that's really, it's treated as the same, it's stated with the same respect as your, as the train for Donegal. And it's, I have to say at the minute, and you know, I'm probably repeating myself again, I really look forward to the championship coming, particularly coming to the later stages, because we have a number of very, very, very good teams.
Yeah, great words, James. Great words. Gary, speaking of the club championship, James referred to 1993 there. James won his third championship medal in 93. Kilcare was struggling in the league and obviously underdogs against Killybegs. They went on to win it. You know all about the league and championship, Gary, but the league and championship, there's a massive difference, and you know that from your time with Glenn Swilly. What's the main difference? Obviously, the county players are back, Gary, but what would you say is the main difference between the league and club championship?
You'll love this one, Ciarán. You heard it well now. As a famous Glen man, Lee Kildea, once said, the league's for selling lottos, championships for competing, so it is, you know. So that'd be very much... Listen, the way we would look at it down here, so we're up here in the Glen, is like every year we would just look at it, if we were in Division 1, maintain our position, and if we, the odd year we were in Division 2, in 2013 we were actually in Division 2 when we won the championship, and the main thing that year was to get out of Division 2, and I think we played that whole Division 2, maybe with only Murphy and Neil and Copper for two games, you know, out of the 16 league games, and we still managed to top the league that year and come up with it, but... Act like championships, the be-all and end-all, and it's kind of nearly ingrained. You know, it's funny now, I heard one of the young fellas saying to somebody one day, I know, we lost a league game, oh, we got a bad beating in a league game, like we do in many a league game, and so I can't remember what team we're playing now in the Glen, and he's saying, he says, they're finished, and some young fella, I mean, he's only 11 or 12, he says, what are you on about? He says, we're a championship team, he says, we're not a league team. I just laughed, and I thought that was brilliant to hear that from the young fellas. Like, you know, he was only 11 or 12. There's a question here I would love to ask James. Now he's just brought a question into my mind there when he's talking about 93. I remember as a young club in the late 80s and early 90s, our senior team was playing Junior B Championship. We were in Division 4. So we were, and I remember going over with my cousin. He would take me on, Michael Breen, or the Fintra, to watch the great Killybegs team. And I was just in pure awe at that time because it was county player after county player, and I'd be in watching them against Kilcare and watching them against Glen Colum Kill, and the games were just unreal. I remember standing on the bank, and James, what would you think now? Would you say, you know, looking back, would they be like, you know, it was kind of a bit hard for me. I was probably too young at the time to compare them to the teams nowadays. Would you say they were the greatest ever club team in Donegal, that great Killybegs team?
Yeah, I had the way there were a lot of good club teams around Gary that time as well. Eru Ballyshannon was a good club team in 86 and 87. They beat us in the semi-final in 86 and they beat us in the final of 87. They were a very, very good club side. They were coming from two in a row minor, I think a 2-0, 1-21. And after 1987, they lost Tommy McDermott on the way to England, who's an exceptional player. It'd be very, very hard, Gary, you know, getting, there's some of the teams at the minute, what I would say at the minute is a lot of the teams at the minute find it hard. I would have thought the Kilkerry team that won the championship in 2007 would have been the best team that we would have had in the club here now. I would have thought, right. Talent wise, maybe not, maybe not coming that they could dig out a championship like at that time, in 1993, we were no more so than yourselves in that position. Like Kilkerry that year, only for a week, I remember we were training, we were in the county team that we were going very bad here, so we got on to McEnough. And McEnough took relegation, was taken out of that year. We would actually have been relegated that year, only for relegation was taken out of it. But more so than yourselves, like we fought round to put a great championship. But I mean, we got a kind of a handy run through that year to the final, what would have been against, a lot lesser teams, so we really only had to peak for 1 year. But there was a lot of good teams. Kilbeg's team was a very good team, though there's no question about it. I mean, what they had five championships in a row. But I mean, if you look at it at the minute, what Clenty's four or five championships as well. And the Ballyshannon team, Gary, I know you met the Ballyshannon team, was a very, very good side. Sylvester Moyer, Tommy McDermott, that era. Yeah. But I mean, the beauty about over here was probably couple of things with it. The league that time, Gary, was competitive. Now, it's something that we really, I don't know, I'll be talking about that here. I got to Townie there to a lot of games, but you go into Townie and, Mickey Mouse teams, the league isn't important. And I mean, I know myself that teams can just come out of somewhere and win a championship, but I think you need your league. See, at that time, we had J. Glenn Cullen, Kilneave, Columba, Kilkerry, Killybegs, Ardra. They were all pride games, that there was too much pride at stake. And yourself from local derbies, Gary, over there. There was a lot of pride at stake, and regardless of whether you were playing them in the shield, that time you were taking on, whether you were playing them in the shield or not, this pride, you could never lose them. But the league, I don't know at the minute, I think we need, it's the only problem I think at the minute, we need to get the league tied some way into the championship. Because, I mean, if you look, say, at the All-Ireland series, I mean, the first division in the league is absolutely brilliant. I mean, look at even this year's first one, Donegal, Tyrone, Armagh, then games. But, I mean, them other years, you had Mayo coming to town, Kerry, Dublin. Like, the league is brilliant at that. And, you can get rates into the championship. But I think at club level, I mean, you'd have a good, more of an opinion, Gary, maybe than I would have from me managing the team. So the thing I found that you need to get we need to get a competitive league. And I think the local derbies, Gary, there's nothing to beat the local derby. I know you can't have it all the time, but that is what really was strong down here. Like, I mean, if you know, from the time that probably Nave Columba slept a bit, I mean, we slept as well for 20 years and Killybegs slept as well. And there's no question about it. Like, it's not to do, personnel numbers and things like that. And Glenn were very badly hit with immigration. But the fact that the local derby went a bit, when we were competing for championships at top level, it did add a lot of bite and a lot of the area. And certainly, it's probably one of the biggest things that clubs has built on as the local rivalry.
Yeah,
very interesting point there, guys. Very interesting point indeed. We're going to look back to last weekend now, guys. Half one last Sunday, Killybegs and Glen Swally kicked off the championship, and it finished Killybegs 1-7, Glen Swally 1-13. Gary, this is a game you're at. Obviously impressed with your home team's performance. Was it something took you by surprise, given the fact these sides met a little bit earlier on and it was an easy victory for Killybegs 3 months ago?
Yeah, I think if you look at the teams on paper, Kieran, especially our boys that went into the league and the championship, we had wholesale changes. So we were badly stuck with injuries that day in the leagues. We were for a lot of the league, and boys probably didn't play league games because they were carrying knocks to mature they were right for championship, and as a result we had a stronger team out for championship. Whereas Killybegs probably, yes, had changed, but not as significant changes. But I think in fairness to Killybegs, they were missing a couple of key players, so they were, even before the ball was thrown in, big Seamus O'Byrne was suspended, Ryan Carr was out with an ankle injury, so like that's two of your first six defenders. I think Niall Carberry was missing as well with an Achilles. I think he's out, apparently out for the year. So possibly three of your starting six defenders, that's half your defence. So it's a big ask. And I know we're missing Jack Gallagher, county under 20, centre half back, who has had a brilliant league for us, unbelievable league for us, and was really a shining light. And he's still under 20 next year, and there's big hopes for him in the club. And he's a younger brother, Donal, there, that played in the county minors this year and had a great year with them. And he's actually minor again next year, so he is. So, there's a big hopes for the two young Gallagher brothers in the club. And listen, if you look at our team at the weekend, Kieran, I think we had four championship debuts. So we had, probably going into the game, you're wondering what way will it work for them young fellas. You had Lee Creer in midfield, you had Sean Collum in defence, you had actually Shane McDevitt, even though he's 21, of his championship debut because he's been injured every other year. So
he was impressive.
Yeah, and he's been injured every other year the club championship has been on. So it is. So it's and Shane started for me the 2 years under 20. So that tells you the caliber of the player he is. And also you had young Jake Kelly in defence. So that was four championship debuts we had the weekend. So for us to come out there with a comprehensive victory, going into Funtra, maybe not the fortress that it was, maybe in the late 80s, early 90s. Listen, Owen Bang going off and Hugh going off as well were huge turning points in the game, because probably we came out to start the second half, you know, and Kevin Marley had a goal, you know, in the 38th minute, and that put us 1-9-2 up, you know, after being 9-2 up at half time. And, you know, we were dominant everywhere in the first halves, we were. And Murphy was just oozing class. He, if you remember, Kieran, he broke a kick out, so he did, from the Killy Beggs keeper. And he went on about 15 metres in front after breaking it to get the breaking ball himself. So he did from Corey Burns' kick out, flicked it up, and had it outside of the boot from right half forward over the bar.
Brilliant point. You know,
worth the entry yeah. fee alone. So it was to watch that there. But probably, you know, if anything, our boys will probably scour the video for the third quarter, because that was really where we
let
threw it away.
Back into it, yeah.
Yeah, we let them back in. You know, sloppy goal, a high ball into the box that the keeper should have dealt with. We didn't deal with it. And Killy Beggs got a goal. I thought Conor Cunningham had a big influence for Killy Beggs when he came on. I'm not sure why he didn't start now, but to me, he was nearly the most dangerous forward when he entered the fray. He got the goal and was a threat and had a couple of assists as well for scores. And you had young Owen McGinn, I think, made his championship debut, got 2 points for Killy Beggs as well. Like, you know, and they pressed our kick out really well in that third quarter, and that led to them getting a number of scores. Like, you know, they actually had 1-4 on the trot between the 39th and 46th minute. You know, so that's where our boys will no doubt will have to analyse that video really, really deep. You know, like, listen, I'm after telling you there where the issues lay. They have to just sort their own kick out when the pressure comes on, because we probably had the one, Kieran, in the first half.
Yeah,
not that there was a big breeze. We didn't have one kick out long. You know, you have to mix it up. So you have to. So, you know, it was a good result. But listen, well, I don't think any of the big four are going to be shaking their boots looking on either.
James, at club level, to lose one county man, James, through injury would be a lot. But Killy Beggs lost two county men through injury. Owen Barnes taken off in the first half. Hugh McFadden, nope. influential midfielder, he was struggling with an injury in the second half. He had to come off. It's a huge uphill battle. Minus the guys who were missing before throwing, but take those two guys off, a huge task.
It has, particularly the minute, Kieran, there's no point saying, I mean, Killy Beggs at the minute, you know, a number of years ago, the team that Gary was talking about, they weren't as dependent on, but I mean, they're very, very dependent on them. I mean, they're both lads are very good leaders for the club as well. And, you know, you can't really counter something like that. You know, I mean, you can train away, and Killy Beggs are definitely struggling a bit this year with a few lads already missing. And I mean, that, listen, Kieran, you know, when you take the two boys, you would have seen them there. I mean, every them years that we played them ourselves in the championship, you know, so it was Hugh and Owen Bann that was really, you know, the lead in the fight. They're two great leaders as well, you know, for the team. I mean, Bann normally plays a bit centre back and then drive and runs forward, you know, and he drags a lot of his other teammates, and even them younger lads, you know, he drags them into the game. But, you know, the other side of it is, and, you know, I mean, I can't let this pass without talking. And, you know, Michael Murphy, you know, I mean, I don't keep talking about him, you know, he's the finest player I've ever seen. And, you know, just still to think that, you know, he can give displays like that. And it's just great. It's great to see him. You know, it's great that he got back over his injury at the minute. And, you know, the championship, the Donegal championship is definitely the better with him, you know. And I mean, I believe one of the scores he got last week is Gary's.
Unbelievable in the first half.
It's worth the money, you know, and that's, you know, yeah. I mean, it's great that we have them type of player, you know, that we still have them type of players coming to the townies and the funters, you know, it's only can enrich our game. But Killy Beggs will find it very hard now, as you say. Different teams at different spells. I mean, you know yourself, Kieran, at the minute, probably with us, we have a number of players. Maybe a loss of a player hasn't the same effect. But, you know, for the like of Killy Beggs here at the minute to lose, lose the two boys. You're taking their heart and soul out of it.
And Kieran, the point that he also had in the second half, he had a free from left half forward.
Yeah, about the far side, yeah.
A yard in from the sideline, handed it into the sea. So we did. I just struck it over the bar. It was unbelievable. But, you know, James, you were talking there about earlier about the Donegal Championship, you know, having something special in the crowds and that, about the 6,000, 7,000, 8,000. I think there was over 8,000 at our final against you boys in 2016. I never saw a crowd
fours and fives, Gary, years ago would have been added. No, there was 8,000, 8,000 plus that day.
Yeah, because, James, it was after that they had to put the boardings up at the back of McCool Park. There was that many people standing at the back of McCool Park that day. It was a health and safety issue because there was nowhere else for them to go. So there wasn't going to be a wet day. That's why they put the boardings up then after that day. But just on that point you were earlier about people travelling, you know, see, when we would have been going well, geez, I remember our supporters telling me stories, you know, they would pull into McCool Park and us maybe all going to play a quarter final or semi final. I remember one of the lads telling me one day he pulled in and there was a car pulled in beside him and was a Louth registration. He said four big men jumped out of the car, so they did, middle aged men. And he says, "Where are you for, man?" And he goes, "Oh, we're heading in to the game here." And he says, Where are you from? He says, "Oh," he said, "from Drogheda." He says, "He's come all the way up from Drogheda for the game." I says, "We come up to watch Murphy play." So, like, you know, that's the call that he has, the people that he's able to bring. You know, those boys drove up from Louth to watch him play in Club Championship.
Yeah. Well, the like of us is about, Gary. I mean, we appreciate him, maybe not appreciate him, maybe not enough. I mean, as I say, always with all them type of players, it's only when they give up football that we realise how important they are. But I mean, Michael Murphy, I mean, even his performance, that county final that you're talking about that day, unfortunately, it was against us. But I mean, like, them performances, their special performances, and it's no more so than Patrick McCarthy. I mean, I thought Patrick McCarthy's county final, she was absolutely, brilliant. But I mean, you know, the more we have them players, as you say, it's great to see, you know, and they are drawn. Serious attention even from Michael Murphy comes to Townie, like the amount of extra people that'll go to a game in Townie if they know that Michael, you know, they know that Michael Murphy's there, and maybe he'll just stay for an hour afterwards signing autographs, but he doesn't seem to have a problem doing that. And, you know, long may them players last, you know.
Yeah.
So, guys, and I think that's the point of it there, Kieran. People realise it's much easier to see the county players at club games than it is at county games, you know, and that's why then the big draw is there. But I'd agree wholeheartedly with you. I said that after this year's county finals, Patrick's best ever display for Kilcar. I thought he followed up that form
last Sunday. Yes.
We will
talk about that game a little bit later on, guys. So next up for Killybegs, they are away to Bundoran on Saturday week. Quite a massive match. That is in Gaelic Park. Both teams losing last weekend. As for Glenswilly, they host Sean McCool's Sunday week. That's the 26th of September in Parknieve, Clumber. And no doubt, Gary and Cole will be selling a few lottos at that particular game. also,
that's a league, just the lottos.
Just the lottos. Also, last Sunday, boys, in our draw, it finished our draw 1-10, Bundoran 2-6. A 1-point victory for Ardra. James, Ardra, they haven't gone away, and they do cause a surprise in the championship. They're a great championship team.
They were a great championship team, Mai. And, you know, the difference, Kieran, between winning by point and losing by point. I actually remember last year I was over with David O'Donnell and Radon O'Gilfy, that we covered the game between McCool's and Ardra over in Balbuffet. And they actually lost that day and they had a bad run after that. But they also could have won that game more. I think it was a point that could beat. The Oisin Gallen was very good that day. They could beat by a point. You know, there's the difference, Kieran, between winning by a point and losing by a point can be massive in this situation. It can make your summer or break your summer. But I mean, like, you know, could be all the other side of it is, though, in fairness, like Jimmy Brennan was missing. Like, you know, no more talking there about
along with Shane McGowan and Alan Russell, another good forward.
All good players, but we're talking there about the two Killybegs. Because I mean, you know yourself, any time they put them up against Bundoran at the minute, you know, with Jamie Brennan and then Paul Brennan got sent off. I don't know if that's a straight red or not, but if it is, they're in bother. I mean, you know, again, two year main players taken out of it. But I would have thought the way that Bundoran, unfortunately, with injuries, Bundoran's a team I like the him Kilcar would play them. They were a very game team. I would have thought, you know, coming after the top four, though, the next crowd, you know, that Shane McGowan, them players you're talking about, them was real, real good club players, real good, honest club players. Yes. And they, you know, they give it all, albeit, I mean, you know, there's some of the championships there, they would have, you know, they would have give a good account to themselves, but I would have felt there that, you know, they had the makings of a good side, the free takers. You had Jamie Brennan, Paul Brennan, and, you know, you had a number of very good players, but I see this year they seem to be struggling a bit. And, you know, naturally, not this without Jimmy Brennan, you're going to struggle.
Yeah. Gary, if you're an Ardra at the moment, what should the aim be? Should you be aiming for that quarter final, or and we remember last year that they were sucked into the relegation battle. Another 2 points will put them well away for a quarter final place.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Kieran. You know, there's no in between this year. You either quarter final or relegation. Last year you had 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. You were safe and you didn't have to worry about relegation, or you didn't make the quarter final. I think we finished 10th last year, so we did. So, you know, we finished, here's an interesting one for you boys. We finished 10th last year on 2 points. So we did, you know, and there's a lot of score difference. So 4 points, Kieran, I think will definitely get you a quarter final spot. You know, you could possibly maybe lose it between 8th and 9th on score difference. But geez, you would have been with a good shout. And it's a very winnable game for them against Milford. So it is. Granted, they have to travel to Milford. But Milford took a bad beating, so they did, to Gweedore at the weekend. And if you remember last year, it was 2 years ago, they got bad beaten by Unions in the quarterfinal too. So they did. And then last year, Kieran, they stayed up on the last day. Me and you actually did that game live. Against Dunlow. I think it was your championship debut, Kieran, live on air. So it was a big day for you.
So, listen,
I think they're well. They'll be looking at, you know, it's a big thing for them if they can avoid the relegation. You know, there's two very 50-50 games. Things probably went their way at the weekend with Bundoran missing all those players that you listed out earlier. Like, you know, I was talking to one or two Bundoran people since the game, and, you know, they're very aggrieved, I think, that Jimmy Brennan, they're missing him and Shane and Russell. And Jimmy Brennan apparently now had an ankle operation, so he's going to be out for the championship, you know. And so, listen, it's such a huge loss. And I agree wholly with James there. Like, to me, last year, they were the team that was number five, pushing the top four to get there. They never made that breakthrough in the quarterfinal. But, you know, you just felt with a wee bit more structure, that's all they needed. Because I agree wholeheartedly with James. They have the players, so they do. But they just needed a wee bit more structure, so they did it. And I think they could have possibly broke that four. I think they're in serious trouble this year. I think they're definitely going to be in the relegation bottom eight.
Next, 2011, Gary, when we were kind of starting, maybe Kilkenny were starting to turn a bit, a bit of a corner here. You know, when we were in Division 2 at that time, and it was Kilkenny, St. Michael's and Bundoran would have been the three teams. And I mean, we played Bundoran, played them over Bundoran, I tell you, you know, it was a tight game. You know, and during that period, like, they were coming with that good young side at that time. You know, I thought maybe they could have pushed on to make the breakthrough. Probably Jamie Brennan didn't come along maybe till a wee bit later, but I like the way that they played. They're very honest team, like, you know, they really give it all. But unfortunately, at the minute, with injuries and they just seem to be struggling.
Yeah, young Timmy Govorov will certainly have a big part to play if Bundoran are going to pull it out of the bag, because with the other guys injured, he's certainly a hot talent.
Aye, listen, I had him in the 20s as well, you know, and funny, he never made development squads of that. And, you know, people would question the process of trials at county panels, you know, but we held trials every year we were there. And just in the off chance that you missed a fella, and, you know, we had good men in our management team that knew football, and none of us knew Timmy Govorov when he came in for the trials. But I tell you one thing, he stood out every week in the trials, time after time. He actually played championship football that year for Donegal in the 20s.
True. I certainly have yet to meet the Glen Swilly man to miss something. But anyway, next up for our draw as a tie to Bundoran, and next up for our draw, rather, as a tie away to Milford, and Bundoran play Kelly Beggs. Also at the weekend, lads, Gweedore, what a massive one for the Gaeltacht side. They beat Milford 421-27. I make it a 20-point victory for Kevin Cassidy's Chargers. James, Gweedore, they certainly haven't gone away.
No. Well, I mean, nobody expected them to go away, but to be probably, you know, maybe looking on a kind of a damper for them, on the downer. Like, they were missing Eamon and Neil McKee, who, you know, was heading further forward. Like, I didn't realise that Neil McGee's injury was as bad. I was reading it, just an article, it was in yesterday's paper the weekend. Like, he hasn't actually got back to work since the Toronto game. You know, that's the extent that, you know, that's the extent of that injury. So hopefully, like, he'll get better soon, you know, because that's one of the most important things. But, you know, I listen to Shaquille. I mean, we all know that he's the old team. You still have the nucleus of that team, as I said, that came within a kick of the ball of beating Cardiff Hunt. And, you know, you had, I was looking, just if you look at the paper over the weekend, you had, you know, man of the match, Michael Murphy, man of the match, Jordan Manelis. You know, we're back to the usual. Yeah. The usual suspects, yeah. And again, then where we were talking early on about a player, you know, that you like to go to watch. You know, I mean, Oran Manelis, Oran Manelis is another one of them players like the Deuce's class. Yeah. But at the Gidoor team, I mean, you know, I mean, it's no shock to us. Like, you know, I mean, they have quality, they have the physical strength. You know, they have everything. I mean, they're talented, they're seriously talented group of players, like, as they've proved already. But, you know, I would think myself, Kieran, though, going forward, they'll definitely be keeping. You know, I mean, the two McGees. Jimmy Gies are important boys when they go, you know, when the going gets tough, you know, when, you know, that other championship, Neil McGee was absolutely fabulous. But they have strength and depth here, and, you know, there's no question about them going forward. But I think myself, as you know, when it comes down to the finery, when it comes down to the end of it, you know, they'll definitely need the boys. But it's good to see Oran Manelis in the back, you know, back playing well again from a county point of view and from a point of view.
You know. James touching on McNeilis, he scored 7 points last weekend. Gary, in your opinion, what does Gidoor have to do this season? They fell short last season at the semi-final stage. For them to go all the way, what do they have to do different this season?
No, what really impressed me at the weekend was the way that they kind of forgot clean about their league form. And a lot of people were nearly writing them off for this championship because of their league form. And you know, that's completely gone now out the window. Like, to score 4, I don't care who you're playing, to score 4-21 in the championship is phenomenal. So it is, you know, so they've started off, you know, and they're probably listening to everyone writing them off, you know, but I think they've very much put that to bed right now from here on in, and people are going to treat them with a lot more respect and give them a lot more respect going out onto the pitch. And listen, they probably freshened it up with a whole new management team in there. So that's definitely hearing something that they've done that'll help kick them on. It'll get new voices in the change room, so it will, and maybe different structures and different tactics, maybe, and maybe they'll change players about in positions, etc. So they will, to try and bring a freshness to the whole thing. But I just thought it was phenomenal the weekend. You know, probably they've plenty to work on. See, I think they get 3 penalties away in the match, and Or McFadden Ferry got a red card, so he's going to miss.
Yeah.
And I think it was a straight red. I'm not 100% sure about that. But
Ian Mulligan kicked 1-4.
Yeah, listen, Savage, and from what I heard as well, Eamon Collum and Niall Freel were causing bother as well. So they were. So it's the usual names, the usual suspects. Like, they're very seasoned now. Their core group are a nice age. They're in that mid 20 age bracket. So they are. And like, as James says, McNeil is like, you know, I know my own young buck, he just loves going to watch Gidoor, and his first question he asked me, what number is McNeil is when he gets down there, we can't see him, you know.
Yes. So
they've leaders as well, Gary, you know, as you do say, that they're well balanced, you know, they're a very well balanced team. You know, and there's some of the lads coming, you know, some of the lads, Mulligan them coming back to play well again, but they also have great leaders all over the field.
Yes, most certainly. Gidoor are a local derby next for Gidoor, so to speak. It's Saturday week. They're playing St. Michael's, and that match is in the Bridge in Dunfanaghy. Milford, as we say, they are home to our draft. Finally, guys, before we look forward, match of the weekend last weekend, obviously, was in O'Donnell Park. St. Eunan's 1-12, Kilcar 1-14. James, surely you were impressed at the character of this Kilcar team. I'm watching football a long time, James. This current Kilcar team, anyway, 6 points down, and to come back, I think they were 4 ahead at one stage, but to come back, is this the first time that you've seen a team from Kilcar 6 points down to come back to one?
It probably is, Kieran, as I was saying, coming up against one of the good teams as well, you know, what we call, so we're going back to this top 4, but certainly it was very impressive, you know. But I would have thought, Kieran, myself, like, I thought last weekend was a very important result for Kilcar for a couple of different reasons, because, you know, with the county final, having lost the final, and then with the whole objection and the whole, you know, that whole thing, I didn't know how well that's sitting with players, and you can get caught up in that whole thing.
I think
we badly needed to get back out onto the field. But I mean, getting back out onto the field was one thing, but getting back out onto the field and producing a performance like that You know, I know they started sluggishly, but Kieran, to be fair to them, the other side of it is we definitely had the advantage of having a serious game against Nick Connell in the final. You know, regardless of many challenge games, Unions played or that, Kilcare definitely. And I think Kieran probably at the end of the day that definitely would have stood us. I mean, there's nothing's better than a tough championship. You know, tough championship game where Kilcare had it and Unions. I mean, as I say, the league was kind of watery this year for teams to try and base anything on. But from our point of view, Kieran, I thought it was a very, very important game for us because we needed to get, you know, we needed to get back on the ground and get back out playing to turn in a performance like that. But, you know, I mean, listen, we're there. You know, you're certainly going to be there or thereabouts, you know, but I mean, Unions, I would say, you know, for Rory Cavan, if they like it, something, you know, like that, Rory starting out his management career, you know, I mean, that's a good, you know, based on that good minor team as well. I mean, Gary would know probably most of them lads, but I mean, you know, it's a lesson for them as well. But I mean, very impressive, Kieran, as you just said, from a Kilcare point of view. I haven't seen a Kilcare team that really would have been, you know, maybe 6 points, 5 or 6 points down and really turning the screw then over a space of time. It's good to see like Matthew McLean back.
Four unbelievable points, James. Unbelievable points.
Yeah, Andrew McLean, Andrew's another good player. I mean, Andrew, unfortunately, you know, with the county team this year, people probably didn't see him. And Andrew suffered. He was injured for nearly all the campaign. And I think he actually finished up togging out against Tyrone, but that would be the first time he was togging out. He had a bad injury all year, which restricted his play. And I mean, I would have thought maybe even looking at the county final, the original county final, Andrew McLean went off at a stage with an injury. It was a big blow to us. He's turning into to be a very important player. He blends into that Kilcare team as well. But impressive Kieran from our point of view. But I mean, it is the reality of it is it's only one game. But I mean, you know, looking probably at it, you know, I mean, we have four masters at home. So I mean, if Gary says you'll qualify in 4 points, which I do think you will. You know, I mean, Kilcare definitely, you know, if we had to get bit, Kieran, it would have put a change on things, you know, particularly with the county final, that you just don't know how them things could go. But great credit to the players, you know, to get back on the bike again, and you know, to get back going again. It gives a great boost to the area, particularly at times at the minute, as you know good, yourself. Good. Like,
Gary, where does this leave St Unions? 5 points up to throw away, a 6 point lead. Where does this leave St Unions going into their next match against Herman? Obviously, we expected to win that, but they'll be so disappointed, 6 points up to throw away, 6 point lead.
I think poor Terman could suffer badly because of that result, so they could, Kieran. It's probably the worst result for Terman, so it is, because especially in the manner that Unions lost the game, they're going to want to go to the Bourne Road and lay down a real marker. And this Unions team very physical, so they are. And, you know, it could be a titanic tussle, and I'll say you'll see plenty of cards and you'll say plenty of big hits for you on the Bourne Road. So Kieran, it'll be a game I'll say a lot of neutrals might try and make, because it could be tasty and feisty, so it could. But listen, I know there was lots of huddles of different Unions club members around the ground at full time. I saw them, and the fat was being chewed, and they were asking the same questions.
Lots of postmortems.
Yeah, they were asking where it went wrong. To me, there was probably three key areas to the turning points to the game, you know. And the first one was all Kilcare. The move at half time of Ryan McHugh and to play him inside alongside Patrick, I thought that was the major change for Kilcare that led to them winning the game. So it did. They've never probably played Ryan anytime I've seen them, and I've seen them a lot over the years. I'm a frequent visitor to Townie, very welcome, always down there. More welcome now than I used to be anyway.
Red carpet was out there.
But I thought that move in there, and I think it's added a huge string to Kilcare's bow. So it has. It's something they've never, ever done before. Ryan probably gets close attention wherever he goes at county and club level. But even if he gets close attention in there, the big thing of the weekend when he ran at Peter McEnough and Peter had to foul him because if he got past him, he was through on points or goals. And every time he was fouled, Kieran, it was a scorable free because he was close to goals. Whereas he's fouled out the pitch, it's not a scorable free and it's not as significant.
Very good point.
You know, so to me, that Kilkear have a major ace in their pack that they never had before. You know, so it'd be interesting now, will they try and keep that until they come against some of the big four again? I don't think they'll use it against Four Masters. They probably won't need it there, no disrespect to Four Masters. But then the other turning point was, like, they took off probably Anthony Barlow, Anthony Gallagher there, the station house at the bottom of the town.
He's playing quite well, in my opinion. He got a point.
Yeah, you know, and he's only a cub, you know, and I know him well from coming through the college, you know, and he would have played full back and back to back McCrory teams for us, and he's as strong as a bull, so he's like a young bull calf. And he did as well on Patrick as anybody was capable of doing in that Unions team. So as you know, Patrick is one of the top forwards in the country. I don't think anybody else would have done as well on Patrick, you know. And as you said, he got up the pitch, he got a point. They brought him off. I actually think Patrick came more into the game when Barlow went off then. Also, shortly afterwards, they brought young Connor Donald off at centre forward. Andy McLean, as far as I remember, was picking him up. So it was, and Connor Duck was asking serious questions. I remember saying on the radio live with Charlie that he had huge possessions. He was running at angles. He was trying to punch holes. So he was giving them plenty to think about. So he was. And they brought him off, and they just didn't seem to have that penetration as good as they did anymore. And also, Andy McLean really hurt them on the turnover time after time, getting up the pitch, because Duck probably had the mobility to stay with him, getting up the pitch too. So to me, Kieran, that's the three key turning points in the game there. And listen, Kilkear on the scoreboard, you know, I think it was 7 in a row they had tagged on in the second half. I mean, if you had 7 in a row, you're not gonna get the game back. Or if you concede 7 in a row, you're not gonna get the game back. So, you know, that's where they won the game as well.
Yeah, James. Before we leave this game, it was a wee bit before my time. You had a brother and an accomplished fullback. Is it fair to say you could have a son, a huge career at fullback in the future? A great debut for Owen, wearing Guernsey number 3.
Great fullback, great gear. Kind of the modern game, Kieran, I suppose. Maybe did John Mack want to add a bit of pace into there, or maybe he wanted to look at a few options that, but you know, worked out all right for him last week. But I mean, the modern game, Kieran, is sure, you know, it's very hard to compare to the end at fullback. It's a whole different story where you stand and command the square. Now it's a whole different game. But it's it's good. Listen, it's probably good to get a bit of variety into these players. And yes, you know, as I say, he will add maybe a bit of pace into the fullback. And I don't know if John Mack is thinking of something else, but you know, as I say, you know, talking about that game, I think it was a bigger game here. I know Gary was there. I think it was a bigger game for Kilkear to win maybe than St. Dunan's. Like,
yes,
we beat St. Dunan's over there, you know, if it was 19 or what year it was, 2012, we beat them over there in the championship. That was the time where you had two legs in the first round, but St. Dunan's won the championship. St. Dunan's finished up winning the championship that year. But I mean, I know going back to that stage where maybe at the minute what Dunan's are lacking is a bit of leadership when you had the Rory Cavanaghs and Rafferty's and Conor Don and them. Like, they were brilliant leaders when games like that. I mean, I remember that, and when they came back to town, you know, they really, their men, Dunan's, that was the big thing with that team of Rory Cavanaghs was lead. Like, to me, when I
first, I remember that.
Leadership was their big thing.
Just on that there point as well, you know, Rory Cavanaghs played last year, so he did. And, you know, I was actually really shocked that he didn't put the boots on this year, because he has David O'Hurley coaching alongside him, and David teaches me also up at the college, and David's a phenomenal coach. So he's seen the work firsthand that he's done with the teams up at the college as well. And, you know, he's a really top-class coach, so he is, and he's been involved. He's worked alongside Rory and those county development squads that won the Buncrannock Cup and that, and so they did. So, like, the two of them obviously worked very well together. And I was actually really surprised that, you know, he didn't allow David, you know, to man the sideline and him to play some kind of part, because I think they could do with his experience. Now, maybe we could see it being turned around yet. Maybe, you know, their backs are against the wall at the minute, and there's going to be serious questions asked. And they are a club internally who do put pressure on each other, so they do in all quarters. And I wouldn't rule out, you know, to me, if I was there, I would definitely want Rory Cavanaghs involved in some part in the field. I just think he brings a calmness, experience to the whole setup, you know. And probably, you know, James, you or Kieran, you were talking about Owen there, you know, Owen had a huge task at the weekend. It was Martin Porrie McGinnigan, and the county under 20 full forward, who stands at six foot three. And but Union's never peppered him with one high ball.
What a leap. Owen is a huge leap as well for the high balls.
Yeah, over the game, you know. So that's probably something they're going to look back at as well, you know, that we didn't target that area there because there was a huge height advantage as well. So listen, there's plenty of food for thought for them, and they're going to lose a bit of sleep over it. But as I said, poor Terman could be the team that have to pay for it.
next up for St Union, Francis Friel and Co. and the Bourne Road. As for Kilcare, it's almost like a South Derby, four masters to visitors to Townie on Sunday week. We're going to look ahead now, guys. I know we're a race against time already. That was a fantastic conversation looking back. Looking ahead to this weekend, there are four matches remaining in the first round of games. Saturday at 2 o'clock, David Brennan Memorial Park is a derby match. Niamh Connell and Glenties are up against Glenfinnan. On Sunday at 2 o'clock, Termon, they travel to the Gaun St Noel's. That's in Mount Charles. At the same time, four masters. They face Arua. What a match that is. Four masters taking on Arua. Arua back in the big time. The first time playing senior championship since 2010. And later on that evening, 4:30, McCool Park. Sean McCool's, they entertain St. Michael's. We're going to start off with Saturday, guys. Glenties are taking on Glenfinnan. James, it's going to be an uphill battle for the men from Glenfinnan.
Ah, certainly is. I mean, you know, there's no question about it. We're talking about probably we're going through a number of them players, the amount of championships that they've won this last few years. I mean, they've come on this serious club, and a club that you have to admire going back to whenever they won the first one. It's not that, you know, it's not that long ago. That same group of players, Liam McLoone and them, have given serious commitment to Niamh Connell. Glenfinnan are a club I always love, because even go back to our own time playing against them. Again, no more so I was talking about Bundoran. They're very honest. I mean, Mark McGinty, you know, I don't know if Mark's still in charge there, not.
He hasn't lead games yet.
But Mark was in charge, and I remember we had Mark myself and Anthony Moy had Mark as a minor. He's a very Glenfinnan play and a reflection of kind of Mark McGinty and Frank McGlynn. They're real honest. They go out and they give it all. They really enjoy their football. Their club over there, to me, always, you know, they really enjoy their football. They're playing a lot of times, you know, they're playing above maybe what people expect of them. But again, as I say, I think, you know, to be Glenfinnan, Mark has certainly done very well with them. No, Frank McGlynn probably maybe finishing in the county would have helped the thing, because again it would be serious leadership even at training, and you know, to have a man to somebody like that about the place. But listen, it's, you know, it's hard to see Glenfinnan, but I mean they'll definitely have a go, and they'll be as honest as possible. But I mean, to be fair, I mean, Niamh Connell are one of the better teams that we have. They're the top four, certainly the top of the top four at the minute with the panel that they have. Even if you look back at the county final, Kieran, you know, I mean, some of the players that they've gone in the county final, I kind of was in awe when I went over and I got the programme, and my daughter's with me at the game, and I started looking at the programme, and I got sadder and sadder as I went through the bench. You know, days when you were looking at someone, you Brendan McDyer, Marty Boyle, Brick, and that's three of the players that they brought on that day. That's just
the young talent as well.
Just along with the young talent, but I mean, now you're talking about, you know, a couple of players with all Ireland medals, you know, fairly recently, less than 10 years ago, that you can bring them on to some. It's probably something that maybe we hadn't seen with club teams in Donegal. You know, I mean, Gary's team, Glen Swally, wouldn't have been blessed with a serious panel. Kilcare in a year would have won it, never would have serious panel. Gidor probably would have been good enough. But I don't think they would have the same amount of talent as Niamh Connell had. You know, looking back at that, but I mean, it's a difficult task for Glenfinnan. But as I say, they'll certainly be up for it, and there's no doubt that. And I think they've seen Noel's at home then, and their second game, so they'll certainly be, you know, they'll certainly not be found wanting anyway.
Yeah, Gary. Week after week, game after game, that's kind of crammed now this year's championship. How important is it to have a big panel, and in terms of quality and quantity, is it fair to say Niamh Connell are that little bit ahead when it comes to the panel?
Yeah, and just even came before you moved on to that, you listed out the fixtures there, you know, that's probably disappointing, you know, this weekend. There's four big games, and two of them are on at the same time, and within us, you could kick a ball from one pitch to the other nearly.
That's true.
From Four Masters to Mount Charles, you know. Clubs have been down on their knees, so they have for the last year and a half, you know, and they need these gates at club championship. And James talked about local derbies and clubs knowing each other. I mean, those games had to be, you know, the two games could have been two games on Saturday, because all those four home teams are all close. They're not very far apart. You could have put two of them on Saturday, staggered, so people could have went from one to the other. And two, like at least on Sunday, you can travel from either Donegal Town or Mount Charles on to Balbuffet afterwards. You know, you'll get that game. You know, whereas you have to make a call which game. So that's disappointing. Whereas last year, I thought our fixtures in the group stages were fantastic.
Yeah, you could leave one fixture and go to another game. Yeah,
fantastic. You know what? And they deserve huge credit for that last year. Now, listen, it's a wee hiccup. Let's hope now that hiccup is taken note of and that doesn't happen in round three and round four. Because as I said, clubs only have two home games. The I know down here the coffers are low, so they are, you know, and you need, if you've standalone fixtures, you'll get a few extra people through the gate. So you will, and if you, especially if you have neighbouring clubs playing after each other, then people are going to travel from, say, Killybegs down to Funtra or down to Kilcare, or travel from, say, O'Donnell Park out to Glen Swilly. Do you know what I mean? They're going to travel that wee distance when they're close by. So that's a point I think very, very important for round three and round four, that we get that nailed on correctly. Listen, your question about Glenties, you know, probably going into the county final against Kilcare, to me, I had them so far ahead in my own head of everyone else in the county. I just thought they were a machine that couldn't be stopped. And I left that pitch that day in Balbuffet. And, you know, and I thought the happiest team or teams watching that game would have been St. Junan's and Gweedore, because I thought both teams, yes, they're number one and two in the county, but I thought St. Junan's and Gweedore, and probably St. Junan's in particular, would have been looking, you know, these boys are very beatable. So they are, you know, maybe the media, including ourselves, had them built up to this unstoppable wave of a machine. But I think Kilcare showed that Glenties are beatable, and vice versa. Kilcare showed that Kilcare are beatable. And to me, I tipped Junan's at the start of the year to win the championship, you know, and I still wouldn't change from that. You know, they had a hiccup last weekend, so they had, but they feel, I know when they're very aggrieved at last year, the semi-final defeat to Glenties, the extra time, the controversial goal. They felt they had them beat, you know, and then seeing them going on and pick up another championship afterwards, you know, it's left a sour taste in their mouth, and they feel like, you know, that they've been, that they've been done unfairly, so that's why I would have backed them.
Yeah. Gary, is it fair to say Glenn Fanner over-reliant on Gerard Ward?
We played them last year in the championship, and I saw them in Killybegs as well, Glenn Fanner. I think I saw them actually in Glenties last year. Saw them. They played Glenties the last 2 years in the quarterfinals. And I was at both games. One of them was in the Glen, and Glenties got a home draw last year. And yeah, listen, they do rely on him for a lot of scores, you know, when he was having phenomenal scores last year. He was having 7, 8, 9, possibly even 10 points in club championship games last year. And I mean, that's a hell of a record. So it is. There's not too many men who'll kick, you know, the higher end of those single-figure digits. But he's ably assisted there. You know, Stephen Carr, Carl McGlynn, who had worked in the under-20s.
Yeah,
plenty of legs, you know, about them there as well. So they have plenty of energy. And then they have the Morrows and that in defence. So they have, of course, Frank will be calling the shots from centre-half back, so we will, and just organising and never keeping quiet the whole game. So, you know, like, they'll rely on them from scores. And your man from Cavan's a very good player, so he is, that they got into the parries there.
Huge addition.
A few years ago, you know, and he actually missed the quarterfinal against Glenties last year, and you know, and that was a downfall to them as well. You know, not that they're probably ever going to beat Glenties, but it didn't help missing a player like him.
Yeah, so Gary and James both going for Niamh Connell. A match that you can listen on live here on Ocean FM on Sunday afternoon is the meeting of St. Noel's. They're taking on Terriman at the Gerard Gallagher Memorial Park. This is going to be a close encounter, and in my opinion, it's a hard one to call. Noel's are under new management this year. Andrew Gallagher and Brenton McCready have come in at the start of the year, and Stephen Griffin and co, they're going to be up against it, but they're expecting a big home crowd there as well, Gary.
Yeah, listen, and suppose they're, you know, their second year in senior championship after coming up from the intermediate, and a lot of people would have probably tipped them for relegation last year and certainly to be in the playoffs, and they were nowhere near the relegation playoffs last year. You know, they probably maybe surpassed themselves what they thought they were capable of, but there was a nice bed in the season for them. And, you know, you nearly fancy them to move on this year, and because they showed real quality when I saw them last year. So they did, and you know, a fresh management team again, and so there'll be plenty of new ideas in that. It's going to be a real 50-50 game down there, you know, this weekend. When you look at the games over the weekend, you know, this and the game in Balbuffet is probably going to be the two tightest games, you know, and it's probably the ones at neutrals, if they want to see tight games, they'll be the two games that you really want to go to. You know, I can see it going down to the death, maybe only a point or two in it. You would think home advantage might swing it to St. Noel's, you know, but I wouldn't rule out a draw, Kieran.
Wouldn't rule out a draw. James McHugh, what's your verdict? St. Noel's versus Terriman, Sunday, 2 o'clock?
Kieran, sorry, I'm back again. There was a bit of problem
there
with the
Babin. Welcome back, James.
A problem there with the Babin
Wife. The Wi-Fi in Kilcar ain't as good as Glen Trolley. I'm a lot of grandson, but we've got more money in the Glen than they've got. James, what's your view?
The tight game, Kieran, to St. Noel's and Terriman. It's very hard to call that game. I mean, Terriman really have probably gone with the whole policy with that minor team, gone with underage structure, which is, you know, the right way to go forward. Because, I mean, if you look at the big four, I mean, they're all based. I mean, our team, the Kilcare senior team, is based on a good minor number of 21 teams. You know, Vidor, Unison, and they've Connell are all based on good underage teams. So I think Terriman seem to be going that way. St. Noel's, you know, St. Noel's had a real good season a bit last year. But, you know, the other side of course with St. Noel's is, I mean, in fairness, you know, you have Paddy Bogan, Bren McCall, two good county players, good seasons at the county level. You have Stephen Griffin, you have a lot of the good club players. But it's going to be a very interesting game. It's very hard to call that game here. You probably think maybe a home advantage or like Terriman then, with the other hand, as Gary was talking about early on. I mean, Terriman then, their second game is the Unions. So it's a kind of a daunting task, you know, if they lose to St. Noel's. Mm-hmm. But I mean, whereas St. Noel's probably think they have Glenfinnan again. I think that's something similar to the fixtures that they had last year. But it should be a good game. But probably you'd say maybe St. Noel's might just pip it, but it's going to be a tight game. That
close game, and both Gary and James shading it in favour of the Mount Charles based side. Up the road to Connell Park, Donegal Town, Arua are the visitors, taking on Four Masters. This is a match you can listen live on Ocean FM. And James, Four Masters still a wee bit disappointed that they didn't make, that the world feel disappointed that they didn't make a bigger push for promotion from Division 3 to Division 2. They have a new manager as well, remember. Kevin Sinclair is in there as well. I know he's only in there a few weeks, but with Cum Championship, it's certainly different than the league for Four Masters as well.
It has, but their league, Kieran, as you're saying, their league, I mean, is very disappointing from their own point of view. Maybe, again, as a club, maybe they've put all their emphasis on underage, where they've been very successful like this last while. I don't know, but I mean, I don't think probably that any club would go totally with that policy. But I mean, their senior team probably is lacking a wee bit this last while. From my own point of view, from sentiment, like, I'm glad to see Arua back in it, because I mean, as Gary were chatting early on at the start of it, like when we started playing, Kieran, that Kilcare team would have come. First at the start, would have met Arua several times, would have based a lot on it. Again, though, that team I'm talking about, great team, they were a great team. They played real flamboyant football at that time. They were kind of the St. Judans probably at the minute. They won all underage. I mean, they have struggled this last. I mean, did you tell me, Kieran, this is the first time in 11 years that they've seen the championship?
Yeah, 2010, I make it, James.
That the last time in the senior championship. It's great to see them back, and I think maybe that they probably might take a wee bit of a, you know, after last year's victory, I think they might take a wee bit of a buzz with them, and it could probably be enough to, you know, I would think myself that Arua, on the back of maybe last year and Four Masters, the poor league they had, I would think myself that Arua could win this game.
Yeah, and remember, Arua coming into this tie as Division 2 league champions as well. I make it three guys that played senior championship. Only three guys played senior championship. Peter Boyle, Don Drummond, and Johnny Gallagher. And three massive names in terms of Arua. Gary, talk to us about Arua. Glen Swilly would have come up as intermediate championship. Talk to us about the big occasion. These guys playing senior championship would be a huge crowd in Donegal Town. Could this be a factor? Could nerves play a part?
You know, it's funny, you know, us and Arua went in completely different trajectories. You know, it was the one team that we hadn't played at adult club level. I think it was the last team we actually had never played, because with us coming the whole way from Division 4 up, we played everyone from Pettigo the whole way through. And Eirua kept going down as we kept coming up the divisions, and we missed each other. And we never got to play each other until the last time they were in Division 1 a lot of years ago there. That was the first time we've ever played them. Listen, I think they're going to fire too much for Four Masters this weekend. And I totally agree with James's point about Four Masters had a really disappointing league. And they're probably lucky that relegation was done away with, because they were hovering very close, Kieran. You were on about promotion. They were nowhere near promotion. They were hovering very close to the bottom. So they were, they, you know, with a game or two to go, you know, it was in the melting pot, and they were lucky enough, I think, to get the results their way at the end. And I know there's a lot of worry and about it from the Sinclair brothers down there that are looking after the team. And in fairness to the lads, I don't know how they're doing it. I think somebody was telling me they're managing the minor team, the third team, the reserve team, and the senior team. So oh my they are. God. So that's a huge ask, you know. And so it just probably tells you the kind of club men they are. That I know that, was it Pat Campbell that walked away during the year?
Pat Campbell, in the middle of two years ago.
And he walked away this year in the middle of the year. Things just weren't going, suppose, the way he wanted. So he did. And the boys then, they took over. And she's like, you have to admire that. They're probably really good club men. And when I was speaking to somebody else in Donegal Town there recently, and they were saying that they've counted 50 players that possibly could be playing adult football in the town that are not playing. And no, it backs up James' point. It's a cause of concern, you know, that their adult team is not doing what the underage team. Their underage is phenomenal. And the work there that Pádraig Harvey has put in there, they're probably the envy of every club in the county. So they are, like the one, they're in the under 13 Division 1 county final, their second team got the under 13 Division 2 county semi-final. Like, you know, they won both Southern Leagues, Division 1 and 2. I mean,
that must be a first time.
Oh, listen, it's ridiculous talent. And they won the minor, remember the delayed minor championship this year against Udoa as well. So, you know, my cause for concern for Four Masters would be, and just two boys know, if they go down, you know, and they probably will be people's favourites to get relegated this year, so well. And if they go down, that intermediate championship, how to try and get out of it, good luck. It's not easy getting out of, so it's not. And, you know, it'd be horrible for them to go down because of the work that the underage doing. You know, it could actually hinder them if they go down to intermediate, you know, all the underage in, you know, they'd be wondering, you know, it's a totally different thing to play intermediate football. It's a lot easier sell getting to play senior championship football, so it is, against the likes of Patrick McBerty and the likes of Michael Murphy and Ryan McHugh and boys like that. It's a lot easier sell to young Cubs to say these are the boys you're going to play against, as opposed to playing
motivational
football
somewhat quite higher.
Yeah. And Eirua, you know, I just think they'll fire too much for Four Masters this weekend. You know, I haven't seen them this year, but I've been talking to people, you know, when they're playing with massive energy, if you want to hear. And they
Philip Hatton, Shane McGrath, Keane Rooney, all impressive players. And you'd like to call them Kelly in defence. Looking at a good mixed team.
Yeah, you know, and I had Shane McGrath in the under-20, so had, and I brilliant player, and he was up as well with the Donegal squad for a couple of years, you know, when it's probably just, you know, it didn't work out for him, but a hugely talented club player. So yes, and probably as one of the best club players about as regards forwards. You have Nathan Boyle up there as well, huge energy, can run all day. Big Oisin Rooney will be one of the central positions, possibly around midfield. Yeah, so he is a great hurler as well. So he is. So listen, I just think they'll fire too much for Four Masters this weekend.
Yeah, so that's Eirua from both James and Gary. The last match of the weekend in the senior championship, it's in the County GA venue. It's McCool's. They're taking on St. Michael's. James, St. Michael's is a team, and I might not be liked for saying this, but if you had to pick the best team, not the one that Dr. Maguire, it would be St. Michael's. What a side down through the years. They did reach the final at least one occasion. Could this be the year that could they upset the Big Four?
Well, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people would say, Kieran, that the ship has sailed. You know, I mean, when we were talking there about, I think it was 2011, Gary, wasn't it?
We beat them in 2011.
I think that was really their time. I mean, if you, Kieran, if you look at the talent that did that, I mean, it was frightening, but a talent, even if you look at, say, the team, the really good team that won.
If you were told in 2008 or 2009 that they wouldn't win a championship, like in the next 15 years,
And you know, they probably came up against a brilliant Unions team in 14. They lost the semi-final to Unions in 14, and Unions beat us in the final in 14 then. And but you know, I remember being at that game. They were so unlucky to lose that day against Unions as well.
But the only thing, Gary, when with them, in fairness, I mean, if you were to pick a club team, you know that yourself. But what you want is forwards. I mean, you look at the sub of the forward there, like Colin McFadden, you know, Dingham McLaughlin, Toy, Michael Henney, you know, and the serious, the Gallaghers, you know, they had a serious team that time. You know, it's kind of amazing how they didn't want it, because I mean, that time as well, I remember when the guy used to meet them, they had physique as well, which is something that, you know, a lot of clubs hadn't got. You know, but
Ryan McLaughlin too has experience around the middle.
They kind of lost their way then for a few years, I think, after 2011, maybe, you know, the years that they probably should have, you know, the years that they should have made a bigger impression. But, I mean, the other side with them is, I mean, Gary was at the game last year in Tody as well when they played Kilkenny. I mean, Michael Langan on his own very nearly, he was an unbelievable bother in Tody in the quarter-final of the championship on his own till he got injured, you know. So, I mean, in fairness, you're probably looking at Oisín Gallan versus Michael, a shootout with Oisín Gallan.
It was on one leg that day, James.
It was on one leg that day as well. It was a good, it was a brilliant performance, you know, and we unfortunately lost Brian O'Donnell that day, Brian too crucial. Brian hasn't gone back since. But I mean, you're probably looking, I mean, you'd have to say St. Michael's. I think the thing last year with McCools would be like, McCools had a real good season last year. Things worked well for them. As I said, that first day against Ardra with a game that could have went either way they wanted. Then you remember they were down to Mahragallan, and they actually had a good season. I think this year they could struggle a bit with that second season. You know, again, it's very hard to judge, because with COVID and that, a lot of teams haven't played any football. And I don't know what, you know, management, what kind of structures that they've got in place. You know, Pádraig Patton was a player I thought was absolutely brilliant last year, but somebody told me he's actually injured at the minute, so he's a big loss to them. But I would fancy, from looking here and basically just looking at one thing, would be Michael Langan, to say again, going back to the couple of players we're talking about, you know, Michael Murphy, or Manelis, you know, Michael Langan definitely fits into that bracket. As I say, we've seen him at club games and we've seen him performances he's given at county level this year. But I do think for that old St. Michael's team, you know, I don't know, Kieran, if they're going to be, you know, they could cause an upset. I mean, I think they'd be over at the bridge, you'd see how they get on that day. But, yeah, you know, they definitely, I think, you know, I think that ship has sailed with that particular old team.
Gary, what's your view in this encounter?
You know, I think this could possibly be the game of the weekend, Kieran. So it could. I think it's going to be really tight. And initially, this game was to be under lights on Friday night. I mean, it would have been fantastic. And I think then with the COVID and the St. Michael's camp, that's why it was put back to the Sunday. But hopefully now the CCC will go back and try and give us a Friday night game, because people love going
that's
to those
the way to go. Tyrone do it, Derry do it.
Yeah. The Friday night lights, as they call it, you know, you can't beat it. What a way to sell it and market it as well. But I just love going to watch Michael Langan. So I do. I just think he's so class. And that day in Tony last year, he's in one leg. And he just brought them back into the game. And if that game had went on another 5 minutes, he could have possibly put Kilkenny out of the championship, because he was doing everything he could on one leg, standing full forward. So he was. And Oisín Gallan, you know, I totally agree with James. You know, it's going to be a shootout between the two boys. You know, when which team is able to tie them down better? You know, that's going to come down as well. McCools have lost Joe McKelvey this year to the management team. I think he's way up the north of another team, and that's Jack's father, you know, the players of Glenys and Donegal there. So Joe's a shrewd operator. He was in with Paul Roush last year, the Jordanstown manager. Yeah,
managed Red Jews to an Ulster final, if my mention is correct.
Aye, that's right, yep. Joe did. So, you know, he's obviously going to be a loss. You know, he would have new club football very well, and would have helped Paul in that regard. Paul Rouse, the Tyrone man, you know, who looks after Jordanstown. And, you know, so that's probably a loss, is maybe not made them as strong as a management team last year, because they had a real edge about them last year as well. And I haven't seen them this year. And, you know, but any team that is Oisín Gallan can come down and just shoot the lights out and win the game on his own. You know, when he's on song, he's impossible to stop. So he is.
Yeah. That's McCools taking on St. Michael's, 4:30, McCool Park on Sunday evening. We can't forget about the intermediate fixtures, lads. We'll just quickly go through the results of last weekend and the intermediate. Buncrana, they won the derby match. It was Buncrana 2-11, Burt 5 points, Neave Mora won 10, Red Q's 10 points. And last Sunday, Dunlow, they got their reign in the Intermediate Championship off to a winning start, winning in style, I must add. 5 goals and 19 points Dunlow scored. Neath Breach won 10. Convoy won 4. Fannad Gaels won 7. Neath Alton won 10. Mallon won 12. And match of the weekend last weekend, the men from Glencolumbkill winning away in Falkara. Clonhilly, 13 points. Neve Clumber won 13. Another round of fixtures this weekend, lads, in the Intermediate Championship. Group 1 on Saturday, Burt, they take on Neve Murray of Convoy. That match is in Hibernian Park at 5 o'clock. Also in Group 1 on Sunday, Fannad Gaels host Clonhilly. That's a big one in Shields Park. And in my opinion, match of the day takes place in Park Nagail, Neve Clumber hosting Bun Crana. And Group 2, Saturday at 3 o'clock, Mallon, they taking on Neve Murray the Rosses. That's in Connolly Park on Saturday at 3 o'clock. And on Sunday, 2 o'clock throne time, Red Q's are entertaining Inform Dunlow. At the same time, somewhat of a derby match, Neve Breach are hosting Neve Alton Duncan Neely. That's the Intermediate Championship. What's your thoughts on the Intermediate Championship, James? We're going to start off with you. Our neighbours, Neve Clumber, Pádraig O'Donnell in his third year in charge. What a result on the road last weekend.
Yeah, great result for the man. There's no doubt that, you can, you know, because I mean, I even found that our senior team there, we were down to Clonhilly, and you know, it's a place that can have been, it's a daunting enough place to go to.
Established if it's known team.
If it was in Glen, you know, if it was in Glen, if it was in Park and Gale itself, you know, you'd be saying it was, but hopefully, and I mean, they were down to 14 men, I think, after 20 minutes, weren't they, or something? They played most of the game, Kieran, I think, with 14 men.
That's right, yeah.
And they have a big game now this weekend. This is really, you know, if they get two in a row together, that's a difficult group. I mean, that's a tough of games, a lot of the senior. You know, there's not a big pile of difference between some of them games in the senior championship. But I mean, there's no doubt it's a big, big result for Glenn. You know, when Pádraig, as you say, Pádraig said this 3 years, he definitely has improved, you know, he definitely has improved the whole tournament. Maybe this is the first year that he got, you know, that he got a wee bit of luck. But you know, the big one like Buncrana, a good side as well in Glenn. But I mean, you know, as well as that Dunlower going well as you know as well. I mean, that's 5-19.
Serious course
to be putting up. Yep.
Yeah. Gary, what's your view on the Intermediate Championship? And is there a dark horse? Obviously, in my opinion, you've Clonhilly, you can't rule out Dunlow, Neve Clumber. Is there any other sides to add to that?
Listen, it's probably the most open championship, you know, but Crana, I think, you know, they had 9 from 9 in Division 3. They're probably the form team coming into the Intermediate Championship. And they have, you know, Keelan McGonigal, who's had a phenomenal couple of years for Donegal and really nailed that midfield berth as his own. And to have a player that calibre, you know, playing intermediate, and of course you still jigger up front
John Campbell. There as well.
And John Campbell, who was in the Donegal senior panel, and they have Bruce Waldron, who is in the development squad this year as well. And, you know, I think, you know, Buncrana could be possibly dark horses. And you mean, look at even the weekend as well there. You have Convoy coming up from junior. You know, they'd probably be disappointed with the home loss against Fannad. But I suppose Fannad, you know, Aidan McAteer, just fifth year in charge down there, so it is. And he's brought in Barry Meehan from St. Junan's this year, you know.
Wealth of experience and an intermediate winning manager.
Yes, of course, and he's won it at St. Noel's, you know, and managed numerous winning teams underage in St. Junan's, of course, managed the seniors with Eddie Brennan, St. Junan's, and probably, you know, would have felt himself, he got a raw deal when he got the 1 year at it, and he wanted to go away and maybe and show them there, you know, that he's capable of a lot more if he'd have got the time. And as I said, they can be ruthless next door, so they can at times, so they can. But I think Barry's gone on and done wonderful things, so he has.
And a great person.
Yeah, they could. I think you'll definitely see him back someday, back involved, coaching or managing the Union senior team. Mallon had a massive result, I thought, at the weekend, going down, beating Neve Alton away. That's a hell of a journey for them to go the whole way down there. Neve Alton probably in a high after maintaining their intermediate status a couple of weeks ago against Newton, Neve Colmkill. Red Hughes probably a bit disappointed the weekend, you know, that they lost to Neve Wara, so it was probably a 50-50 game. But team who's been pushing the last couple of years as well, and you know, they'll be disappointed with that result, so they will. But like, you know, you have named all the big hitters, you know, and like, you know, I fancy Buchanan as a dark horse, but I definitely agree with everything you said. I said about the big hitters. Buchanan got to semi final last year, and that was them first year up after junior, you know, so they've picked up huge experience, so they will from that.
Yeah. Lads, it has been fantastic talking to you tonight. Great men, wealth of knowledge when it comes to all things GAA, not just club now, but county as well. It has been a pleasure talking to you tonight. Hopefully we'll see you both out and about at games over the next few weeks. Remember, live coverage here on Ocean FM this weekend. Boa Masters, they're entertaining area of Ballyshannon. That match is in Chuconnell Park, live here on Ocean FM. St. Noel's, they're entertaining Terman. That match is live on oceanfm.ie. We will have regular updates from Parknagale, the big one, and the Intermediate Championship. Neave Clumber, Pádraig Ó Donnell's Neave Clumber, they're taking on Buncrana. Live updates on that match. And later on in the evening, Sean McCool Park, Ballybuffet, as McCool's take on St. Michael's, live update on that one as well. From myself, Kieran Cannon, from my guest tonight, Gary McDade, and James McHugh, it's a massive thank you.
FM. Donegal Plumbing and Heating, Old Lahey Road, Donegal Town. Suppliers of underfloor heating packages, aluminium radiators, Samson and Daikin air-to-water heat pumps, and all your renewable needs. And sponsors of the Donegal GAA podcast.